Mics are live.
We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have four items on consent. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those, is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I actually have one thing I'm going to add to discussion matters, and I don't believe I am the only commissioner who has been approached, but a representative from the wind industry inquired about having either a biannual or an annual update meeting like we do with pipelines and some other entities, Petroleum Council, et cetera. I think it's more oil and gas, but that was Levi Andrist asked, and knowing that he's been in on some of the pipeline meetings, stakeholder meetings, et cetera. So I told him I was certainly open to that, and I would discuss it today. I told him the request came in, I think it was Monday afternoon. But I don't know if I was the only one he talked to or if he's made the rounds on that.
No, I haven't talked to Levi about that.
Okay. So then I was the only one. Anyway, I'm open to it. I don't know how either of you.
What do they really
have planned? I'm just looking at essentially an information exchange meeting. Regular industry check-in meeting, as he states, as the PSC does with the oil and gas industry and the coal industry, and you know, which is true, we go to the quarter, a number of meetings. So, I think if they want to come in and have an information exchange, knowing that you know a lot of it's going to come from their side of it, and they understand that we can't. Delve into current cases or potential cases. So unless there is opposition to the idea, then I would say we should start looking at scheduling something down the road here.
What was the frequency they
had? I want to say biannual.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with it. It's always good to visit with folks. We do have another process occurring right now, though, with the wind group in particular, relating to some of the rulemaking stuff. And I forget where we're at right now with that, but that 45-day or 30-day deadline that's going to become part of the law, is it July 1st or August 1st, I forget which, where all the applications, you know, Game and Fish and all the agencies can't provide feedback any later than that 30-day window, which then we need to establish what that means for the companies then so that the agencies have time to react to the final plans. So I think that, I mean, what I really don't want to have happen is that the companies just continue doing business as usual, which means that they make a lot of changes up till the, you know, last minute, and then the agencies cannot offer any feedback because it's within the 30-day. Yeah. And so that just, I don't think that's what the legislature intended. I don't know that they understand how the process works well enough to be able to have seen that that's going to be a problem. But I do think it is kind of incumbent on us to then establish a rule, a policy, whatever it is, that requires the company's final plans to be in within, you know, 30 days before that deadline or whatever it is. And I thought we were embarking on some sort of exchange with agencies and the industry about that very question. But do you guys remember? I know Jack and I had talked about doing that. Jerry, are we in the middle of getting feedback from agencies on that? We don't need to go back into it. We can talk about that later with Jack. What's the rulemaking on for as it relates to wind? What current issue are we discussing to create rules for with wind? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I don't know that it does, but that is the kind of issue that would come up at a meeting like this sort of thing. So I think that we've got some opportunities coming up. I guess my point is to have this very kind of dialogue with the industry through this other channel. So I don't want to be duplicative and create, you know, extra conversations when we're already talking about some of the key issues in a different venue. Jack, what are we doing with that 30-day? Where did we decide to?
We did receive some feedback from North Dakota Game and Fish. I'm not sure if it really addresses that specific issue. I have received a couple other items from them as well, and I was thinking that it could be discussed with the current rulemaking that we'll be doing. That will be probably upcoming in the next month, I imagine. I know we're currently drafting things. Items on that, and we'll provide on a variety of topics. It isn't just this, and we'll present something to you for discussion, and if you don't like it, we can always change that as well at that point. And then after that, we'll do the notice. So there'll be an opportunity to look at all these, what we've discussed with the, actually they're the only people providing any comments, discuss the items as well as the items from the, I guess, Minot Air Force Base. They had a couple things you remember. And decide how we want to proceed.
So anyway, that's good. So we'll be dealing with this within the next month or so, talking about it more formally, and then we'll be soliciting some input from the industry formally too. But I would be totally open to this, and maybe we should start with having Levi draft a potential agenda for what he would see being the topics of discussion and. And the timing, go from there.
The thing that I would find encouraging about a process like this, what you were just talking about, I think is a perfect example with some dialogue. Maybe some of the dilemmas we're going to face here could have been prevented. You know, I don't know if the advocates of the new rule, which seems like kind of a shot at the other government agencies that tend to comment on these cases, I don't know if people who pushed that really realize the impact it's going to have on the wind developers. Because frankly, once that becomes effective, if they make significant changes beyond some reasonable time, over 30 days, I don't know how we get here. We just about have to reschedule and allow them to comment.
So it's really could be very cumbersome.
The kind of dialogue that I sense that Levi's wanting to have might be the kind of thing that talks those things out in advance, and not a legal process, but just a simple way to resolve some of the concerns that both sides have.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I didn't know my mic was off.
Yeah, so maybe that work? I'd be interested in seeing a draft agenda.
I'll ask.
And a time frame for when we would do it, maybe. Yeah. Maybe like September or something this fall.
Yeah, he had, I want to say he had, he said there's an event on July 24th for which some of the coalition folks might be coming. Though he does acknowledge that's a bit rushed. Could be a bit rushed. Do we have something on our end on the 24th, or is that must be something else?
I don't know.
I don't have anything on the 24th.
It's Nehruk.
So camp. No, it's not us. Okay, I'll reach out to him.
And then, since I'm the portfolio holder, why don't you have him work with me?
Okay. You got it.
But I don't see that the 24th is going to be doable.
No, that's not going to work anyway because I'm coming back Tuesday night, but at least I think I am. Last time, three times I've flown, I didn't get back the same. So it's worth mentioning.
There's a history there.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, on scheduling matters.
Mr. Chairman, oh, yes. I have one very quick thing to add to discussion.
Okay.
Just because I just got it late last night, I suppose it could have went through staff, but I thought it was just simpler while we're in a meeting to address it. I got a letter, I suppose, from some old list as chairman from the state of Florida, the people that oversee their 811 system. And they're having issues down there, and they're trying to learn from other states. And reached out just basically seeking assistance in developing their program. And so I just bring it to your attention as chairman. And
okay.
I think if we could pass this all along, and I hope we encourage our staff to help them out.
All right. Okay, sounds good. All right, now on to scheduling. And the first is the time change for Otter Tail Power Company.
They simply want to move that meeting back a half an hour to 2 o'clock.
Wasn't that already changed? Or
No, not to my knowledge.
Back
to 2 o'clock.
So ahead to 2.
Was it 2 o'clock originally?
Is it back to 1 or ahead to 2?
It's ahead to 2.
Okay.
We have...
this is a problem. My phone.
Because I'm showing it at 1:30.
That's what I show. And I don't have an issue one way or the other.
Okay.
I don't have an issue.
Okay.
Julie?
What day is this?
August 6th.
I'm sure I don't.
I don't have any. I don't see any other matters.
I wonder though, because I don't recall doing this. It's a Tuesday, and it's a regular commission meeting at 10, and then this is scheduled at 1:30, and I don't show anything on Wednesday. So I expect somebody here has something on Wednesday the 7th, and so I don't know if they need to leave early on Tuesday the 6th or not. But it's not me.
I don't think I do, but it looks to me like I'm not able. I'm getting a new phone, but I can't get to my calendar. So we'll just go ahead with it.
You don't have your iPad handy?
No, and it doesn't have my other stuff on it anyway, so I'll just have to backtrack.
So 2 o'clock it is?
Sure.
2 o'clock unless we hear otherwise.
Okay. Steve, you're up.
Xcel Energy has asked for a date for a PI meeting somewhere in the fall, August through October. And they have eliminated August 23rd to the 27th and October 24th and 25th.
August 24th and 25th. And what else did they eliminate?
August 23rd through the 27th and October 24th and 25th.
Well, that's a weekend. 24th and 25th is Saturday and Sunday. So it's nice that they don't want to meet.
Just
then.
The days I was shooting for, too, for that meeting.
Honest to goodness. I'm going to verify that one.
They might have been looking at 2020, maybe.
You know, I think we should rule out even the first week or two of September. When is it that we have those 2 days of meetings on their ADPs?
That's July.
It seems like it'd be better to have those decisions probably made before we have the PI meeting, wouldn't it? kind of some big, far-reaching things.
That's July.
They have going.
And yeah, July 16th would be, well, the 15th and 16th.
So it seemed to me like if we could get it back into September, we'd have a good chance that those are done and
sure.
We don't have to avoid things that could, dots that could be connected.
You're thinking later in September?
That would work. I am, like, I mean, Tuesday the 24th, Wednesday the 25th.
Well, September, we have a commission meeting on September 18th.
Yeah, we have the informal that's still open, but that's a ways off, though. A little ways off. Might need it. We don't know.
The 17th or the 19th would work for me.
Yes,
we want to.
I'm good with either of those.
17th or 19th?
Yep, and I'm okay with the informal time, too.
And 1:30?
Sure. Or whatever. If they want to come in the morning and get it done.
Anywhere in those 2 days?
Yeah, I'm open those days.
If it were the 17th, I'd prefer not to have it in the afternoon, because if we do end up with last-minute changes, sometimes it's nice to be working on our meeting.
Yeah.
Why don't we go with the morning of the 17th, and if they have a little bit of flexibility, and as we get closer, if we need to call an audible and shift it a little bit, we can. We've got the informal.
We'll go with the morning of the 17th as our primary, and on the 19th if they have an issue.
Okay.
And it's...
What time?
If they're flying commercial, you could set it for a time that allows them to fly in that morning.
Okay.
So they don't have to come up the night before.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I've always struggled with that. Do you fly from Minneapolis? It's a 6-hour drive.
Oh, they do, for sure. I just think it's a question whether they take the corporate plane or their plane.
But you only save a few hours.
Each way. I mean.
True. I guess it's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, anyway. Yeah, 7 from downtown Minneapolis.
I'm just talking for myself personally. I don't know that I've ever flown just to Minneapolis.
Not for personal, I haven't.
Okay, and we have one item left. Russo Wynn, Jerry?
So, yeah. You're aware that we have to have a second hearing on the transmission line, and it'll need to be in, Zach has looked this over, and we need to do it in McHenry County, and it's for the McHenry County portion of the transmission line only, and we'll incorporate the record from our previous hearing into it. It shouldn't be too long, but we got to go somewhere in McHenry County.
What are the options again?
In McHenry County? Mm-hmm. I don't know, other than Velva, what else is in that county?
I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but Tom up at Verendry has offered to me in the past that if we needed a meeting up there that they would open their facility to us, but
that's in Velva, right?
Yeah, and I never sensed something particular coming up, so I really didn't inquire just how big it is or whether there were certain hour constraints that he had in mind or something like that, but I think that would be a starting point.
Sure.
Tom,
can I go back though?
Tom knows our hearing process and all that. He can be assistive.
What's Tom's last? Is he the general
Rafferty?
Manager?
Rafferty, he used to work here. You know Tom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one.
Long time.
So can I just go back for a minute on, is this the company's choice to go this route?
No. Well, I guess they agree with it. But Zach figured out what we need to do based on where the noses were published and everything. And so we had, as I understand it, we had the publication in Ward County, fine. It was McHenry County that missed that second publication. And so anything in McHenry County, those people might not have gotten adequate notice, or at least they have some grounds to ask yeah. for it.
So it's all about grounds. I mean, that's kind of what it is. And yeah. I mean, I had suggested with Jack that we could do a notice of opportunity for hearing, and but it would be the company's risk more than anything, because if they felt that it was going to be, you know, a potential weak point in a decision that they didn't want to have, then I guess it was up to them to ultimately decide whether. But in my opinion, I don't necessarily feel like we have to, that we can't use some judgment here of our own in saying, you know, that there was notice provided once. It wasn't our fault. It was the public, you know, the publication's fault. And just do a notice of opportunity for hearing the second time. But as long as the company is, if the company feels like this is the way they want to do it, I just felt that we could try to be a little more accommodating on this one.
I am willing to take the risk, because, I mean, the risk doesn't fall on us. It falls on the company. If right. someone challenges that decision in court that it was an improperly noticed hearing, but if the company wants to take that risk in order to move things along, I mean, it is so close to having been noticed exactly right. I'm okay with it if the company is, but it's all, the risk's all on them. So
yeah.
How about if I talk to Zach and tell him what you're suggesting, and then talk to Molly and see if if they like that.
Well, and meanwhile, we can set the date and do all of that so that sure. we don't have to revisit the topic. And if they okay. want to go ahead with the hearing and notice it and all that.
I know we've had this happen before, and we've had the hearing again always.
And then I did have some conversation with Jack, too, but I think we need to be having a meeting with North Dakota Newspaper Association. And yep. they need to understand what happens when this happens, and we need to come up with some sort of a certification process with them that they get us, that it's going in. And so we get a heads up if there's something amiss that it's not going to be published. It can't be when we're sitting in the hearing that we find out that the second notice wasn't. You know, I mean, and the burden is on them.
Yeah, we really do need to get someone from that association in here.
Yes.
And because well,
that'd be Steve. Steve Andrus would be the.
I'm not sure right. that they all realize the implications for both the applicants and for us when this happens.
I mean, it's a costly I mean, effort sure a lot to of create them a hearing.
Mm-hmm. So you want to have them?
Well, I can reach out to Steve or Pat, Ken, or I mean, I think they need to. They need to come yeah. up with a plan for how to avoid this in the future. What was that?
I think it should come from the commission level.
I've talked to Steve before on this sort of stuff, so I'll call him. And if he wants to come in and talk to all of us, we can do that. Okay. But I'll probably say you should work with staff and put him on to Pat.
Okay. I think it's important for our record that they do come in.
Okay.
So yeah. there is a procedure they're following now with emails between Jerry and Colleen at the Newspaper Association, and she sends them back the receipts and all that stuff, and it goes in the docket. But if yeah, they don't publish this not, the second yeah. time,
like, I can yeah. speak firsthand from, well, of course, Jack is retired now, Jack McDonald, but he was running point on fighting to keep
right.
printed notices in the papers. And it's really easy to tell Steve that you can unbutton and wind all of that just with one bad example or something goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the legislature is going to say, why are we even doing it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do we require it? Let's just go electronic. Let's go with whatever. And it's a huge revenue stream for the newspapers in North Dakota. Yep. So this is not going to be hard to get their attention on, because this is just asking to lose it.
Right.
Yep.
When this happens. And it's as simple as that. I mean, it could be a 15-second call with Steve. He'll get it loud and clear, and he will immediately send something out to the membership.
Right. Okay. I think we need more than a notice out, though. We need some sort of confirmation upon printing, or that it's going in the paper, and you know, for the printing or something on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, it's no different than when you think about it. It's some type of a positive response.
Yeah, and
from
maybe
the papers saying, okay, we did it.
And probably needs to be tracked more by Jerry, too. Like, she needs to have a flag up on her screen. This notice is going in. You know,
yep.
It's hard when there's a lot of notices, but.
Well, and maybe the papers should verify that it is in the paper for the whatever that time period is, like the day before or something, so we have a track on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the weeklies, well, they're weeklies. So if they miss getting it in, then it's 7 days later. The dailies, well, they're like, oops, and they'll get it in the next day. Not that there's a lot of oopsies. I just don't.
Either that, or it needs to be changed, like you said, go electronic, or you don't have to have two notices. Just, I mean, something.
This is really simple.
Crazy.
I mean, if any representative from any newspaper is listening in right now, a system has to be put in place that we know it's happening correctly. Otherwise, it's just asking for the legislature to review this yet again, and which the Newspaper Association does not want.
No. Well, you know, in reality, nobody reads those legal notices anyway.
I'm not going to comment on that.
All right, I didn't say that.
I was just going to say, too, specific to the Russo case, and I know news releases don't replace the notices in the law, but we did do a news release, and I do remember seeing pretty good coverage in the Minot Daily and so forth, so that could be just part of the conversation that it was pretty widely out in the news, too, about the hearing.
It was.
But I know by law that doesn't replace anything, but
it
was out there, and that's going above and beyond what we actually have to do by law. But
I'm trying to think, who has that? Is that the Velva paper? Is there a Velva paper?
I mean, we send every single paper in the state. I remember seeing it in Minot Daily. I don't know if Velva did it or not.
For the notice.
Oh, the notices, those go in the official county.
That was Velva
for
this one?
Which I'm assuming would be Velva. Whoever's designated as
the county seat is Towner.
Okay, so it could be Towner.
Towner County Herald.
Huh.
I've got all those newspapers embedded in my brain.
Is there a Towner?
I just have to fax to each of them.
Is there a Towner County Herald?
I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm drawing a blank right now, to be perfectly honest. So, all right. So what?
So what are
we doing?
I have
all
not,
of this.
We're setting a date.
Okay. I have not cleared with Hope yet. She is our ALJ. However, Tim said they'll make something work.
So what dates do you have?
I have a list of dates from. Okay, if we did a special meeting, like Friday, then we could go ahead with starting in July 29.
You're talking a special meeting this Friday?
Yep.
To do what?
To set the
issue a notice.
Set the new hearing.
Oh. Why don't we just... Oh.
Okay. So we could go as soon as the 29th of July. If we wait till next week and issue a notice on the 10th agenda, then we would be looking at August 12th or later.
Well, let's just assume we do something on Friday. I mean, we can always...
Okay, so let's start with July 29 and 31 is on our list here.
I'm available both those days.
I'm not available on the 29th. I'll be at SPP. I'll get back very late on the 30th. But if there's not a better date, I can make the 31st.
Otherwise, let's look at August. My first day is the 2nd, which is a Friday.
That does not work for me.
And the next time is on Monday the 5th.
That works.
Hang on just a second.
That works for me.
That works for me, too, so why don't we quit looking if everybody else is on that one.
Just a second. The company actually preferred that week not to do it because they had somebody with another plan that would have to be canceled.
Oh, okay.
And so that brings us to the 12th, if you want to. They said they can if there's nothing else.
Mark is the 12th and 13th and 14th, which I assume
I'll be.
Some, if not all of us, are going.
Yep.
Mark is the 12th?
Yeah, that Mark is 12th, 13th, 14th.
Okay, my next one is the 16th.
I have planned for that whole week, so.
Okay,
which is Friday. My next one is the 19th. Which is Monday.
That works for me.
That's fine with me.
Works for me.
Okay, 19th.
Do I have a go on the 19th?
Yes.
Okay. Should we pick one more date?
But didn't we say the 29th worked or not?
The 29th was out. The 31st, I could do it.
You came in late on the 30th.
Oh, the 31st.
I come in late on the 30th. But if that makes a big difference to Molly between the 19th of August or the 31st of July, I'll do it because this is not their foot dragging. Okay.
So do you want me to put the 31 and the 19th as my two possibilities?
Yeah.
Okay.
July 31st, August 19th.
Okay, so let me get back on that. If it's the 31st, we will need a notice to go out this Friday.
Okay. Well, we'll see if they want to do the note. Either way, we have to do a notice of opportunity for hearing. So we're going to need a special meeting on Friday or tomorrow. Why couldn't we do tomorrow?
If we did it on the 19th of August for the hearing, we'd be able to issue that on the 10th and be fine.
Well, we might as well.
Oh, let's just get it done.
If it's possible, I mean, we're going to be in here for these.
Let's do it tomorrow at 3.
These RTO meetings.
Okay.
It seemed to me just as easy as Friday. We could do it late Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 3 or 3:30? Should we I mean, do we need more than 2 hours for MISO?
No, I'd say 3:30.
Let's go 3:30. Really, we're safe.
We were supposed to meet. Well, it wouldn't take more than a minute.
Yeah.
We're supposed to meet with Darcy and those guys after they're done.
So we're looking at tomorrow at 3:30. Could we possibly just piggyback it right on the end of the MISO update and do it like 3:15.
As long as we're done. That's the only problem.
That's the problem. All right, we'll do 3:30.
I mean, there's a lot of people that come in here and you got to clear the room. And I just saying, you know, people visit.
And frankly, even if you're good with just a quick 2 minute interruption in the meeting. Okay, 3:30. And then, so Jerry, you'll get that notice and the paperwork done, right?
Yes.
And Jerry? If, like I say, if that makes a difference to them, then go ahead and move it up to that July 31st date. But let's not, I sense this to be a short hearing. It's just on the transmission line part. We've already had a hearing.
Right.
I don't think we need to start really, really early.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably even start at, we could start at 1. And then we could. Because we're going to drive, and it'll be an hour and a half, hour-ish. And so we could leave at 11.
Or we could get
11.
Have an early lunch here and head on up there.
11, yeah.
Velva's about an hour, 30, 35 minutes away. If it's in Velva, Verindry is just a tish further. Well, no, actually, is Verindry Electric in Velva?
So you could do one.
Okay. We could even eat lunch in Velva if you like.
Yeah.
On the way to the hearing.
So you got some flexibility.
Okay. So in terms of the location, are you going to reach out to Tom, Jerry, or
I will, or I'll have Jerry do it.
Is that okay to? We can do it. That'd actually be interesting. It might get some employees and whatnot.
If we have to have the hearing. But see if there's an option for not.
Oh. You know,
attorneys feel that.
I kind of remember them volunteering that location some years back for
us. So that'd be great.
They've always been a good outfit to work with.
Okay, so just to confirm, you're going to check with Zach and Molly and see if they want to attempt to do the notice of opportunity for a hearing instead of a hearing. If they say, no, we've got the hearing date with the preference being the August 19th first, but if they want it sooner, July 31st, starting in the afternoon. And either way, we're doing either a notice of a hearing or notice of opportunity for hearing at a special meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
So the meeting is a for sure.
Got to have a special meeting, either way.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good.
Anything else for the good of the order? We are adjourned.
That's good.
Hang on. Yeah.